July 26th. It's about 11:30 p.m. Interviewing the neighbors of the officer involved shooting victim.
Hello, hi. I'm Sergeant Musa with the Sheriff's Department.
Yes, hi.
Do you guys have a couple of minutes
sure,
I can talk to you? Okay. I know it's kind of late and I'm sure you guys have to get up in the morning.
Oh, no problem. Yeah.
I'm sure you were kind of expecting us to come knocking at the door, right? Okay, yeah, if I could talk to her. Were either one of you home when...
Yeah, we were all here.
You were all here?
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter and my
boyfriend were the ones that heard, I guess, most of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I get... Sorry to bother you it being so late. What's the last name? And the address? And your name, sir? Well, what's the phone? A little bit of a commotion tonight?
Yeah.
Could you kind of tell me what you heard and saw?
Well, first, me and my boyfriend were up in the room right here, and I heard him banging on the front window, and he was telling his wife, I assume, to, he was going to break the window and to let him in, and he kept cussing at me in the effing house or something like that, and I just heard a little bit, and then I just walked away. And then it stopped. I didn't hear anything for a while. And then I saw a cop car drive up. And I was thinking, I assumed that she had called the cops. And then the cops walked back there. And then that's when I stayed. My boyfriend, he already left, but he was at the window watching. But I stayed away because I had the baby. But he was telling them to shoot him, just shoot me. And the cops were telling him to back off. And I didn't see the cops were walking back while he was walking towards them, telling them to shoot him. And they kept telling him to back off. And then finally, I guess they finally did three shots. And he just kept saying to shoot him, and that. So.
Okay. I kind of want to know what you actually saw and heard, and then I'll interview your boyfriend. Is he still here, or
no,
is he
left?
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll probably need his information. Give him a call. That way, I can interview him too. It sounds like he saw more than you saw.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you kind of tell me what you actually?
I actually didn't see anything. I just heard. I did hear him yelling, "Shoot me! Shoot me!" And.
Did you hear him banging on the window?
Yes, I heard him banging on the window. I heard him banging on the window. I heard him yelling to let him in the house and that he was going to break the window. And I heard him, I heard the cops go down there and him saying, shoot me. And the cops were telling him to back off. And he wouldn't, I guess. And that's when I heard the three shots.
Okay. Do you know what time that was?
Gosh, wasn't that around 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it's made around between
9 and
9:30,
yeah.
Now, do you guys know the neighbors?
Yes.
Scott,
yes.
How long have has he lived over here, or how long have you guys lived here?
We've been here almost 20 years, and they've been here probably about 18 or...
Not quite that.
They've been here quite a long time, you know.
What's your last name? Scott's last name, do you know?
Scott...
That's okay. Yeah. I can get it. So you guys have lived next to each other for at least 15 years or so.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know about the family?
We can back up a little, because I did hear some things also, because my daughter was in the room right above me with her window open, and I was in the far bedroom with my window working as well.
Okay.
And I also heard Scott coming in and pounding on the window, cussing and saying to open the door, open the door. And then it got quiet again. But then I heard them arguing again, and he was kicking his ice chest out there, slamming doors. And I didn't hear her responding or anything. It was mostly Scott I heard. And the next thing was... arguing, and that's when I didn't realize it was police officers. It was just too mumbled. I couldn't hear what was being said. Then I just heard the gunshot.
Did you recall how many gunshots you heard?
Three.
You heard three. You hear anything about a knife or anything like that?
No, I didn't hear Scott say anything.
It was just mumbled?
Yeah.
And you estimate that about what time?
Yeah, it was around 9.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
So you just heard Scott yelling, open the door, and he was kicking things around. And
yeah, he was upset, and I guess she wasn't letting him in, so...
But she didn't actually open a window or look at the window or anything.
And I never heard her say anything. She was inside, so that's obviously why I couldn't hear.
And did you hear or see anything?
Even going further back, I remember seeing Scott come on a motorcycle earlier on, probably about 7:30 or 8. I saw him go back there. And then after that, all I know is that I was in the middle front room here, and I heard scuffling and arguing and screaming. And that's when my daughter called me over. And when I came over, I also heard them saying, move back, move back. And I heard, I don't think I heard Scott say, shoot me. But the next thing I knew, it was like my husband said, muffling, talking, and then three shots.
Okay. So you saw him earlier tonight come home on a motorcycle?
Yeah.
And that was around 7-ish?
That was early on, probably about 7 or 7:30.
Did you hear any commotion at that time?
I didn't hear anything. He just came swerving in really fast. More than normally, but I mean, he was on a motorcycle, so I don't know. He just came through, and I didn't hear anything. That's why I was kind of confused why all of a sudden there was all this commotion.
Okay.
That was earlier on. Yeah.
Now, when did you hear the commotion?
About the same time.
About 9-ish?
About 9-ish, yeah.
And what was it exactly that you heard?
I was in the middle room. I heard screaming, muffling, screaming and talking and screaming when I was over here. My daughter called me. I came over to the window, and I heard somebody saying, and at that point I didn't even know there were cops being there. I thought it was just a bunch of people. And I heard somebody saying, back off, back off. And then I don't remember anything else. All I remember is bang, just muffling of talk, screaming, and then three shots. And then everybody was screaming even more, and that's when I panicked, and I was just telling my kids to get away from the window.
Okay. Now, the upstairs, how many bedrooms are upstairs?
Two bedrooms face the backyard.
So they face to, I guess that would be the west.
Yeah.
And Now, where's your room upstairs?
Right, this one right above.
Is this kind of a middle room? Middle room?
No, this is the far right.
Okay, so that faces their driveway?
No, no. Their window is right above this.
Okay, so it faces east also, or west. Okay.
Do you want to see what they could see from the window?
Yeah, if you don't have a problem with that, just have an idea of where the windows are. And so is this like the master bedroom or just
one of the bedrooms?
Okay, and this is your bedroom?
Well, I'm just staying here. I don't.
Okay, so this is like a guest room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and so you've got two windows in the room, one that faces east, one faces west. And this one, the west one, is that their driveway?
Yes.
Okay.
On the other side of the, on the other side of the bushes.
Oh, so
this
you can't.
Backyard.
Okay, so you don't have a real clear shot to see what's going on over there. So is there any way for your boyfriend to see what was taking place?
He said he couldn't see that much, is what he told me. I asked him if he saw him getting shot. I asked him if he said all he could see was gray, what's his name, Scott?
Uh-huh.
Walking towards them, and then all of a sudden he disappeared too. So he didn't see them getting shot or anything. He didn't.
Okay,
but
that's their backyard, right?
Yeah.
That's their front yard.
Oh, that's front yard?
Yes,
okay.
That's their front yard.
So it's got a long driveway that
yes.
comes down here, and that's their front yard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you and your boyfriend were in this room?
Mm-hmm.
And ma'am, where were you?
I was in this room right here. And I was just sitting on the bed right there with the computer, and that's when they called me. And I heard from there, I could hear the screaming and everything.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, wow, it's getting worse. You know, they're getting louder and louder. And that's when my kids called me, so I came around this way and went into this room.
Okay, so your room only has a window that
right.
faces to
right.
the to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And downstairs?
No, I was in my bedroom.
Which is?
He couldn't see anything.
But I didn't even see anything.
He wasn't even at the window.
And it faces the same direction.
Oh, so it faces
yeah.
to the west, and it's the far back
yes.
bedroom? Okay. How about you, young lady? Were you here also?
No, I pulled up confused and had to park out.
Okay, so you kind of came in after the fact?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, sir?
I was
you get, okay.
Yeah.
And what is your name? Even though you didn't see anything, I still kind of need to note who was here. And is this your home address also, or?
No, this is my parents. I just visiting.
Okay. Well, what's your home address?
Yeah.
And is there a phone number there?
Not yet, but I do have a cell phone number.
Okay. And your name, sir? Some others.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a separate cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And I won't interview him. I don't think he's going to have much to say, Willie. Yeah. Talk to you separately for a minute. What do you know about their family history?
History, I don't know much. Just that her family, her parents recently moved in back into Ohio. So where her family from is originally, I don't know. But I do know that her parents, which are older in age now, have moved into the local area here somewhere. Because okay. They come visit more often. And Scott, I don't know much about. I would say the most information as far as Scott is our neighbors next door here probably know the most about Scott.
Okay.
He talks to them more than anyone. The rest of us just kind of just keep our distance, you know. It's one of those kinds of things where he doesn't directly cause trouble or anything, like just rather not associate kind of thing. And most of the neighbors feel the same way.
Now, why would you say that?
He just does pretty much what he wants to do, and the fact that it's very minor things, but we have a easement here for this. This is a private driveway, private road, and so we all try to stay off of it and not park any of our vehicles on it for long periods of time. Well, Scott will just pick up his RV and park it out there for 3-4 weeks at a time. Neighbors call me to complain because that is a portion of my property. Mm-hmm. My property line goes all the way across the street. So I'm always having to go down there and tell Scott, move it. You know, everybody's complaining, Scott, come on, give me a break. You know, and he'll do it. And he's gotten in a few arguments with the woman at the corner. And, you know, he just one of those. But, I mean, he's not, honestly, this is maybe the first time I've seen them argue like this. I don't hear a lot of arguments from back there.
So you wouldn't say that they have ongoing domestics where the police is here and
mm-hmm.
no, that are pretty quiet. Tonight is kind of an unusual thing that you heard.
Yeah. Although from both their attitudes I'm surprised it doesn't happen more because they're both very strong headed, but nothing like that's gonna happen.
Okay. What's his wife saying?
I believe, but I'm not 100% sure.
Do they have any kids?
Two daughters.
How old are they?
I'm going to guess around...
Any fighting and screaming with the kids or?
No. Girls seem fine. They go out and do their normal thing. You know, play out in the yard. Nothing out of the ordinary.
How about as far as drinking or parties here? Or?
No. Scott will take off on his bike and be gone for long, hours. But I don't see him coming back and being belligerent or stumbling up the stairs. Or, of course, I can't see anyway, but no, nothing like that. I don't see the kids being upset or anything like that. I see her go to work in the mornings just like everyone else, taking the kids.
Does he work or?
I don't know if Scott works. When he first moved in here, he did. And I believe he had an injury. And he gained a lot of weight, and I don't know. I don't know if he's holding a job right now. I know he did maybe as far back as 5 years ago, but I don't know if he is now.
Does he have a bad temper, or from just the dealings that you've had with him?
Yeah, just the dealings. Not a bad temper. Me and him almost got into it one time. But
over what?
My son, who is 30 now, got to know him a little because my son would work on his cars a lot, and Scott would come up and talk to him, maybe they'd have a beer or whatever. And one time, my son said all he did was say hi to him out the window, and nobody else was here except for my daughter and my son, and he just walked right into the house.
Walked into your house here?
Yeah. And my son was kind of, oh, Scott, no, let's go outside, talk or do whatever, you know, kind of surprised him. And I really got upset about that, only because my dog was in the house. Mm-hmm. So I went back there and I said, you know, don't ever go into my house like that. And I have two daughters, and, you know, I'm just not going to have it. And we got into each other's space a little, but then nothing more came about it. And, I mean, we waved to each other since then. I mean, that was, gosh, 8 years ago maybe. And he'll say hi. I'll say hi. You know, so, I mean, when you live next door to somebody, you always try to get along.
Right.
So I make those attempts, and I think he does too. Yeah.
Okay. So that last incident was 8 years ago. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Anything since then?
No, that was, except for maybe the RV stuff and minor stuff like that. No, that was about it. That's the only one that really sticks in my mind.
Okay.
You know, because after that I knew to watch myself and watch him and that kind of thing. I told my son to just, and then my son would make comments to it. Dad, don't mess with him, he's crazy. So, well, I don't know what you mean by that, but.
Now, did he have an explanation why he came into your house?
Yeah, he just said, no, I thought Robert was just saying, you know, hey, come on up.
Oh,
you know, he thought nobody.
He thought he was being invited.
Yeah, and so I can see that, you know. Sometimes Scott was a little immature in those kinds of ways, I guess. And he didn't know who was in the home. So I didn't push that issue so much.
How old is Scott? Anybody else in the family have a problem with it?
No. No. Nothing ever. He never rubbed my kids the wrong way, or my daughters tried to, you know, bother them in any way. Or the wife, he just kept to himself, you know, he would just wave high and by kind of thing. So, no.
How about, what is she like, his wife?
She's a fighter. I take that back. I don't mean a fighter. I mean, she is, she's a little hard to get along with, but she seems to handle the family business. So whenever there had to be an issue with between the homes, whether it was a fence or tree limbs or cutting the bushes or keeping your dog quiet, she was the one who initiated these conversations.
Uh-huh.
And so I had, and of course me, I'd be handling out of this home. So we would go back and forth with those kinds of things. So she was strong. In that sense, you know, she seemed to handle the home and any problems that came to the home. But I stayed away from her too because I didn't care for the way she handled some things also. Again, those things are minor things. Not something that's going to want to make me get up and move or
yeah.
Something like that. So, you know, I just shrugged it all off, kind of.
What about her as far as drinking or any of those?
No. Never saw her. I mean, I had Scott have some beers, but that's not really one.
No, you said, have you ever heard arguments or?
No. Well, nothing out of the ordinary.
Just tonight was really unusual.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
it was because, and probably because it was more outdoors. Now maybe inside, who knows what happens, but as far as bringing it out so that you could hear it, because it travels. Yep. Voices travel between the two of us. Yeah, I don't. That hasn't happened very often. Maybe the second time since I've lived here.
Anything else that you think we should be aware of?
No, not really. I mean, in the beginning I didn't trust him because he was involved with drugs, but that's just assumptions. So I can't say anything more than that. No.
And what made you assume that?
It's funny, I used to work, and I worked for a civil engineering firm, and oddly enough, the buildings we occupied were right next to, they were commercial buildings, but people were actually able to live in those buildings as well, and they had a business up front. And a friend of mine that I worked for knew one of those guys that lived in there, and he was a dealer. And sure enough, all those times I saw my neighbor there. What the hell is he doing there? You know, I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, gosh, that was quite a while ago. That was 10 years.
10 years ago. But it doesn't sound like he really has exhibited any.
Mm-hmm.
Any unusual behavior?
No, it's not like he walks the street out here all in a stupor or anything like that, or strange people coming to the home. No. But it was just that one thing that I told my son, you know, you watch what's going on, you know, well, Scott's real friendly with you, and that's fine. But, and I didn't tell him, but I don't even think I told my wife that. It was just the one time. So. Who knows what that was?
So you are in the far north bedroom, and you heard, what was it that you heard again?
I heard him pounding on the front door, I mean the front window, to open it up, or he would break it, I think he said something like that. Just open the door, with him cussing, and then he walked around and was kicking his ice chest and stuff like that. I could just hear him kicking. And then a little more yelling. Then all of a sudden it was quiet. So I found like she wants to let him in. Then that's the second go around. 10 minutes later, more yelling and more slamming of doors. And then a few minutes later is when I heard the big arguing. And the thing was, they were yelling back and forth so much, I really couldn't understand what each one of them were saying. And then that's when the gunshot.
Okay. Did you? You didn't leave the bedroom to go see, though.
No,
did you?
I was in the bedroom. I didn't leave my room until gunshot.
Okay.
I ran on here and started looking out to see what was.
Could you see anything when you were looking?
At that time, no, because the gunshots had already taken place. And then all the commotion, I came down here and was just standing on my porch, just listening. And that's when I heard Scott saying, you know, no, it wasn't the policeman's fault, it was all me. And it was
Who was he saying that to?
He was just yelling it out, because I know there were paramedics and police officers here, so he was just saying that, you know, it wasn't the police officers, it was all me, it was all me. He said that this was a suicide. Suicide attempt or a murder suicide. It's kind of random.
You hear him say anything else, or anybody else say anything else?
Just said, you know, I think I'm dying. Said he loved his kids. He's yelling out to his daughters. He wasn't belligerent. He was pretty calm.
Was his wife up there, or?
Yeah. I had heard her screaming before the gunshots. And then when I was out on the porch, I did see her walking on her porch, crying. She wasn't saying anything, but that's the only time I really saw her.
How about the deputies? Did you hear any conversation between them, or?
Deputies and her?
Deputies and her. Deputies talking to anybody up there, or?
Just two when Scott was laying out here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said, "Hey, you know." Well, some of the Scott was saying, "Yeah, you shot me, you shot me." He was like, "Well, you came at us, you initiated it."
Do you remember which deputy might have said that?
No, I couldn't see any faces because I was looking through my bushes. I could hear through my bushes and trees, and you could see that I could visibly see nothing.
Okay.
From where I was just standing right there.
So you were standing out here on the porch,
yeah,
in the backyard, which kind of overlooks their front yard.
Right.
Okay. But there's that. It seems like there's a lot of tree that obstructs your view there.
Yeah, because you can see this where I'm standing. I'm standing here, and of course I couldn't. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
I could just hear. And I could see her walking on the deck there.
But everything took place over here.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you separately?
Sure.
Okay.
You
know, we initially all kind of talked together, but I kind of need to talk to independently, just that way the stories aren't being the same because, you know, you guys are sharing information.
Right.
Okay. So, if I understand correctly, you were in the one bedroom by the stairs there, the one that faces to the west. And tell me again what you heard.
I was on the bed playing with the computer, and I heard screaming, and then like a shuffling, loud noise, people arguing. And then I heard it get louder, and I was thinking, wow, you know, what's going on? And then my daughter called me. I went to the room, and I heard they were saying they're arguing. And then I said, I heard somebody out there saying, "Get back, get back." And then I heard three shots. Oh no, my daughter's boyfriend said, "They have a gun. They have guns, and they're going to shoot him." And then I panicked. That's when I panicked. And then I heard three shots, and still all this time I was hearing a lot of screaming, and I remember hearing the get back, and screaming, and then three shots, and that's when I told my daughter's boyfriend to get away from the window.
Now, when you initially heard the commotion, could you tell what was being said?
No, I just heard yelling.
Just yelling.
Screaming and yelling, like men saying, forcefully saying something. Men were saying that, and I heard arguing and screaming in the background, kind of. And then, but all of it was just a muffle because I was in that room. I couldn't. Nothing was clear to me. I just heard like scuffling, loud, forceful words and loud argument, like an argument. That's what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I didn't know they were cops, but, you know, it was really scary.
Okay. And then your daughter called you over?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to her room?
Yeah, I went to this room, and I started to look out the window, and when my daughter's boyfriend said, "They're going to shoot him," I panicked, and at that point, and all this time, I could still hear the screaming and the muffling, and at that point, I wasn't listening to anything. All I heard is my daughter's fucking say they're going to shoot him, and I realized they had guns, and that panicked me, and then I heard three shots after I heard them saying, "Get back, get back."
Okay. So at the time, you didn't really know who was out there, whether it was deputies or...
I thought it was a bunch of gang members or people, druggies or something. I didn't know what to think. And that's why I told my daughter to get down, and I told her boyfriend get away from the window. I thought, oh, my God, they're going to come and shoot us, too. Because I didn't realize they were cops until finally... Her boyfriend and I kept saying, get away from the window, and he was like, he didn't know why I was saying that. He knew they were cops, and he thought I knew, and I and finally he said, they're cops out there, and I said, oh, and then I wasn't as scared, but I still was scared. I mean, mm-hmm. It was a terrible thing.
Now, after the shooting happened, did you come outside, or?
After the shooting happened, we were just looking out this window, and then we can hear Scott talking a little bit. I couldn't hear, make out what he was saying. And then we went from one window to the other. By that time, my husband had already come downstairs. I think he came down to park my car. My car was out in the driveway. Park it in. So we were just going back and forth from window to window. The cops were coming, the ambulance came. We went back to this window, and we were trying to listen to see. And we were just talking about what had happened. And then I came down, went to that kitchen window, tried to see what was going on, couldn't. And then, I went out to the side to find out where my husband was, and he was standing right there on the patio. So I stood there with him. The garage door was still open, so there were cops out there. Car drove in to my driveway, and they were starting to put the tape on, and so we were just standing there for a little while.
Did you hear anything when you were standing up there?
I heard the little girls crying. I heard people talking, couldn't make out what they were saying, but I also heard Scott again a couple of times say some stuff, and then they were moving them, I guess, on the stretcher. I heard Scott yelling out that he loved his daughters. I mean, he was, I don't know the names, but he yelled out, I love you, and he named his daughter. And then he said, I love you, and he named his other daughter. And he was just yelling out and speaking out to the cops. I don't know exactly what he was saying.
You don't recall anything that he was saying to them?
No exact words. Because I wasn't out there as long as my husband was.
Okay. What's the family like back there?
Well, we don't... we don't associate with them very much.
Okay.
They're not very cooperative as far as neighbors go. I mean, he's had a truck that's his motor home that he's over time and time again he's put out in the street and has offended so many neighbors by it, and we don't like it either. We kind of were putting up with it, but the neighbors would call us and because it's on our street, this is our property.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted him to get the truck off the street, and Scott and this neighbor over here argue all the time because of that, and so it kind of put us in the middle of stuff, and so we...
Which neighbor does he argue? Do you know what their address is?
No, I don't know. We've all got weird addresses. But
are they directly across the street?
Yeah, on that corner right there.
Maybe you can point it out to me.
It's not the one straight across.
The one in that house right there where the light is, that corner.
Okay, so like on the other side of that van there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other neighbors he has problems with besides them?
No, I don't. I think most of our neighbors keep to themselves. Everybody keeps to themselves.
Is he good friends with any neighbors?
I think he's friends with this guy here.
Directly next door?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, of course... along with everybody. I mean, you know, we try to get along with everybody as well, but we happen to have to deal with him because he does put the truck out there, offends her, and offends a couple of people down the street. And the only reason why we know that is because they were putting letters, or we've had meetings in the past. So we don't know exactly who is saying it, but we know that more than one neighbor's being affected by it. She pretty much puts it, you know, wants something done about it. So we've had to speak with them several times to please cooperate on the street. Everybody's upset. And
right.
So, and he still doesn't. He doesn't care. He's really, really not a cooperative person.
What about as far as arguing or yelling between the two of them back there? Are they?
I think in the past I've heard them arguing before, but it's not a constant thing, and it isn't anything that you know, it's so outrageous. At least I've never heard them. I've heard them argue. Very little throughout the years that I've lived here. I've heard them kind of yell back at each other here and there, but I've never heard him hit her or...
So nothing really out of the ordinary
that
yells?
Not that I've heard, no.
Okay.
Not that I heard. I don't know if he does or not, but I don't think he does. I mean, that I know of.
Yeah. Okay. Does it seem like there are drinking issues or anything, or is that something...
Some of the times his attitude, and that's just my opinion, because again, I don't know what he does, but he has such a very callous, very kind of like, he doesn't care about what anybody thinks attitude. Sometimes you think he is on something. I haven't seen him stumbling down drunk. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never seen him do that.
Just has an uncaring attitude about what goes on around the neighborhood, or
yeah, very, very callous, very cold type of, you know, doesn't care what anybody thinks. But that's just to us neighbors. What he does to his family, I don't know. He seems to have really nice children, and his wife works really hard, and you know, so I don't know.
So that he's got two kids, 1 8, 1 about 12. They seem to be pretty well adjusted.
Yeah, they seem to be nice kids. Yeah, they don't ever bother us, or they're not, you know, they play down the street every once in a while, but they're not like in our yards and causing trouble and nothing like that. They seem to be good kids.
Right. Anything else you think we should know?
No.
Okay.
That's all I think I know. I mean, that I can remember anyway.
Okay. And I appreciate your help. I know it's late at night, and we're trying to do this as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I kind of separated the family is, you know, with all three of you sitting here and you're kind of sharing the story, sometimes
mm-hmm.
the stories are not independent, and you might really not have seen something, but since somebody else said it, it's kind of the power of suggestion, and you think that you actually saw it when in reality you did.
Right.
So that's why I kind of
yeah.
tried to separate everybody.
Right. No, I didn't see anything. All I did is heard exactly what, you know, what I told you tonight.
Okay.
And that was it. I mean, I could tell you what that's what he said. You know?
Yeah, and I think we'll get his information and give him
mm-hmm.
a call and talk to him. Can I talk to your daughter one
sure.
more time? And
no problem.
That should be it, and I'll get out of your hair so you guys could get some sleep.
No problem.
Hi. I promise this is the last time I'll talk to you.
Okay. Again,
now you're just visiting tonight. You don't live here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's your... And your boyfriend's name? No, this... Okay. Is he home right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And phone number there? You said you didn't have one, or...
The phone...
In the morning?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's not going to be too happy if we go waking him up.
I can give you a cell phone that you can call him tomorrow maybe if you want.
Okay, what's... I understand. What's his... Where does... Where's that at? Let's go over exactly what you saw again.
Okay.
You were in that guest room?
Yeah. And what I heard... I didn't see anything because I had the baby, so I didn't go to the window.
Okay.
But what I heard was first him, I heard yelling and I didn't know what it was, and then I heard a pounding. Actually, at that point, I did go to the window. That's right. I heard a pounding, and I did see him on his porch, and I could hear him yelling, "I'm going to break the fucking window," is what he was saying. "I'm going to break the window." And then that's really all I had to fight back there. And then I walked out of the room. And I was trying to set up this laptop, and then that's all I heard, and then I didn't hear anything more, so I just thought, you know, they were getting in a fight or whatever, you know, it was over it. And then after that, a little while later, I heard, that's when I saw the police car drive up, and I saw that from the front window because I was sitting on the bed, and then I don't think that they could find the house, so then they parked down here, and then I saw them walking up. And that's when I told Johnny again, "Look, the police are here." And then they walked back there. And then I saw them, though. I saw them walking to the back. And then all of a sudden...
You saw them from the front window walking towards the back? Okay.
From the front window, I saw them walking down the driveway.
Okay.
This driveway. And then after that, I heard... Then I heard them, the commotion. Then I heard them... I don't know what they said at first, but all of a sudden I heard yelling, and I heard him saying... "Go ahead and shoot me, go ahead and shoot me." I heard him say that several times. And the police were saying I don't know if they're exactly like step back or get back or something like that, they were telling him. And he just said, I just heard him several times, "Just go ahead and shoot me, shoot me." And then I could hear her screaming. And I don't remember exactly what she was screaming, because then that's when my mom came in. My mom was telling us, "Oh my God, you know, you guys get down, what are you doing?" You know, so then I was like holding the baby, and I was like kind of getting scared at that point. But the rest of what he saw, but that's mainly all that I heard myself.
Okay. Now,
And then I did hear the gunshots, though.
Okay.
Yeah, then that's when I heard the gunshots.
After the shooting happened, did you go outside? What did you do after that?
I stayed in the room. Yeah, I stayed in the room with the baby, and I was managing on this side of the room with the baby. I didn't want to go to the window because I just wanted to stay with him, make sure that he was okay. So I didn't go outside the whole time until later. Me and my mom went outside to go talk to his wife and her kids that were out there, to ask them if they wanted to come inside if they needed anything.
But that was like already like an hour after.
Okay. After the shooting, could you hear anything else going on outside? Anybody talking or?
Well, there was a lot of commotion going on out there, but I wasn't listening like to exactly what was going on or what was being said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I didn't really listen after that or anything else that was going on. But I could hear a lot of people back there, that's for sure.
Okay. So you were up there, you had the baby, you kind of heard of a commotion. The initial commotion, could you hear exactly what was being said before you went to the window?
When he was yelling at her?
Yeah.
At first I heard yelling, and then that's when I walked to the window. I did walk to the window then. Because
But the yelling, was it anything specific?
He was banging on the window, telling her to open the window. I was going to break the window, is what
okay.
he was saying.
Okay.
I did hear him say that. I could hear him banging on it, saying, I'm going to break the fucking window. I heard him say that.
Okay.
And that's one thing. And then he kept banging it and just yelling. I don't remember anything else that he really said, but he was pissed because he couldn't get in the house. So, I mean, obviously. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I could think, because he was saying he was going to break the window.
And then you walked to the window and you looked out the window.
And I saw him standing on the porch.
Okay.
And then that's all I saw. And then that's when I walked out and I didn't hear anything else for a while. It was quiet.
And then you heard the police car? Or
yeah.
How did you know the police were out there?
Because I saw the lights. I didn't hear
oh.
them, but I saw the lights. And then my window, my blinds were up, and I saw the lights. And then I go, oh, look, they must have called the police. And then I still didn't hear anything back there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I still couldn't hear anything. And then I saw them, like, I'm like, oh, they're getting lost, because I could tell that they couldn't find the driver, I don't think that they were sure, then they parked the car over there, then I saw them walk back there, and then that's when it started getting crazier again,
mm-hmm.
but before that, it actually, they had calmed down for a while.
And when you say it got crazy again, what
Well, that's when he started yelling, go ahead and shoot me, because the cops obviously confronted him. I don't know exactly what they told him, but I know that they had confronted him, and that's when he said, just shoot me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I heard.
Okay. And he saw or heard?
He told me that he saw his hands up like this, shoot me, and that he was walking towards the cops, and the cops were walking back and telling him to back off. That's what he told me that he saw,
mm-hmm.
but that he couldn't see everything because it's kind of hard to see from that window.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees and bushes there.
Yeah, so he saw him doing that, and he said he did not see him actually get shot. He didn't see him get shot, but that he saw him walking towards the cops and the cops backing up, and that's why I said I'm sure that they shot him because he was walking towards them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and saying, shoot me. And then he was saying that he said that he heard him say that he had a knife, shoot me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he told me that he saw.
Okay. All right. You don't live here, so you probably don't know much about their...
Well, I grew up here.
Okay.
But I really don't... I never really knew them, even though I did grow up. I was always kind of in and out, and I didn't really know him too well.
How about any fights or anything going on back there?
I've never had any fights with them, but there was one I know that he had with my father. I wasn't here. I was just told of it
mm-hmm.
because he had came in the house one time while me and my sister were here. And my dad was really upset about that. And I know he went back there, but I wasn't present when that happened, so I don't know exactly what went on.
Okay. Anything else that you think might be important that we should know? Or?
There's not really much I can say because I don't really know him. I can't say that I know. I don't know him well. I mean, I'm not here. I haven't been here the last year, so I don't really see them that much. Or
okay.
I know that they've had problems with neighbors and stuff, but I don't know exactly everything that goes on. So.
No, when you went out there and his wife and daughters were out there, did they say anything to you or about what happened or?
No.
No.
No, they didn't. They
you guys didn't really talk about it?
No, not at all. No, we just told them they can come in if they'd like, and they just thanked us, and that was really it.
And I'm sure they were pretty upset.
Yeah, they all looked really upset.
Okay. And it's kind of a traumatic event for everybody tonight.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, thank you very much for your time, and I know it's late. We'll let you guys get to sleep. Is it okay if we have any future questions, we can give you a call. Okay.
What happens with this? Am I going to have to go to trial or something?
No, you won't have to go to trial. What we do is when we have a serious event like this, we try to interview everybody that
mm-hmm.
might have seen or heard anything. And we just record it, and that way, if there's any questions later, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as having to go to court or testifying on anything, I don't think you have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about that. And I do record the conversations with everybody, and that way, you know, people don't say, well, you put words in my mouth. You know,
yeah.
Just listen to that recording. And plus, I don't have to sit here and try to take notes and miss what you might be telling me. So, all right. Well,